Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Bob in Oregon. Bob, thanks for calling. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I'm all right, brother.
Fantastic. Hey, I've been listening to you for 26 and a half years, my friend.
Wow. How did you first tune in?
How did I first tune in?
Yeah.
You were doing a podcast with somebody. I can't really remember who it was. That's a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Well, what's on your mind, brother?
And I see where you are today. Oh, my hat goes off to you. God bless you, Alex. I mean, you're in my prayers damn near every night. I ask Jesus to protect you and prosper you.
I need that.
And that's one reason for my phone call. Alex, I've got a product line, businessman. I own it 100%. Nobody can touch it. I own my own product lines, trademark. Products sell pretty good. And on air, I'm going to company up with Alex. I'm going to give you the opportunity to take 50% of my profits. For every
Tell me about it, because I love American ingenuity and I want to know about it. What's the product?
Well, it's geared to the bicycle industry. I make Highline covers for people. Bikes are real expensive these days, and people don't like other people to know what they have. So I make storage covers, I make transit covers, and I make an RV bike bag, which is real popular.
Ooh, that's really smart. Absolutely. Crime. Like, that's the next piece I'm going to cover is just the exploding crime. Well, tell us about your company, and I'll get your name and number. We'll talk about it, because that's what we're trying to bring sponsors back on, to try to bring in the funds we need to stay on air, and we've been doing some of that, so I would love to know about it. Tell me the company.
Well, the name of the company is The Bike Bag. We basically have four products geared to the RV industry, everyday owner, and people who transport their bikes. And we have some stuff in R&D that looks really good, geared to the RV industry also.
Well, I'm excited about that. So what's the website so folks can go there?
Well, actually, Alex, I do it all through mail order still. I don't have a website.
No, that's beautiful. That's huge. Well, you want to give us your name and number? I will try, or one of my guys will try to call you, because we got a $300,000 a month shortfall, and I've almost spent the money from my house sale 5-6 months ago, which is a very liberating feeling, because, I mean, I didn't even care. I bought a house as an investment, knowing this was going on, did a good job. The house doubled in value in 4 years, sold it, and that's making payroll right now. But I'm also kind of looking at my crew going, well, in about 4 or 5 months, if I don't get some more funds in here, we're going to have a problem.
Yeah, other businessmen and people out there, I mean, millionaires, billionaires, you know, the money goes to their head, turns to power. We know how that works. And then the evilness comes out. It's power, you know. And we're watching that today with everything that's going on. And I just I want to reach out to the hearts out there. Jesus Christ is a wonderful spirit that can come in and help your heart through these times. If you turn your whole heart to him, he will. You take one step towards him, he's going to take 1,000 towards you. And he is a living God.
Jesus is so real. That's why all over the world, the Satanists and occultists hate it, because it's real.
Oh, Alex, I've dealt with things that you cannot imagine, my friend. I have contacts, too. I've been very quiet for about 10 years. Back during the Phoenix Lights, it's actually something I probably shouldn't get on an air. It's going to be lengthy, so I don't want to do that to you, but it involves things that you could relate to, my friend, and people. But
it's beautiful, and you know, everybody's, what you're getting at is having wild dreams right now and is really getting contacted by the Holy Spirit. Like, God is moving on the earth. That's why the devil is so upset.
Oh, upset? He's in charge. Why do you think all the heads of dignitaries around the world go to Antarctica, that little ice patch out there? Well, you know, miles deep is a lair, and that's one of the places he actually resides. People think, oh, Satan, he's a spirit, a whisking spirit. He has flesh and bone like we do.
All I know is, well, the thing is based in Antarctica. You know, it crashes there. They dig it up. All I know is these people are working against humanity and think they're aliens. They say that. They're about to build a new human. They're going to override us. The end of humans is about to happen. That's all over the news. I mean, whether the devil's a physical thing or not, they sure as hell believe it. Thank you so much for your call. Wild. We're back in 60 seconds. I'm going right to your calls. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now that we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.Video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.Video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the mega emergency blowout sale, up to 75% off, get incredible products, and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, we got Tara and Jennifer and Thomas and Karen and Anthony and Revolution, Joseph, James, Jake, and so many others. Let's go right back to your calls in the order they've been received. I want to thank you again all for calling in today. Let's talk to Jennifer in Pennsylvania. Jennifer, welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I have a, I was looking today in the New York Post. It says that Hunter Biden helped secure funds for the U.S. biolab and the contractors in Ukraine. And I was just wondering if this will help, is the truth. Do you think that Joe Biden and his son will be arrested?
Well, that's a very good question. I actually have a whole stack on that that I was going to get to a little bit later in the hour. I'm glad you raised it. Here's the deal. I don't go off the New York Post. I don't go off CNN. I don't go off the Associated Press. Our own Kelly McBreen, 3 weeks ago, wrote three articles proving that Hunter Biden and his dad, the puppet president, did help run and fund those bioweapon labs. And guess where we got it? From the press releases of the companies and what they did and the record of it. And so, yes, notice it started breaking about a week ago after we covered it. Not bragging, this is true. After we covered it, oh, it's Russian disinfo. They're so magical. They're like leprechauns. They just can do whatever they want. No. The Russians then, once we covered it, started covering it. It didn't come from the Russians. It came from us. And I'm not trying to, like, take credit. It's just so frustrating that, like, a month ago I said, hey, Peter Daszak's Ukrainian, and, I'll just tell you. I mean, I got a call by a Bilderberg Group member, and they said, you need to look at Daszak. You need to look at Ukraine and biolabs. And then I come to the crew, and I go, look at Ukraine and biolabs and Hunter Biden. And so we talk about it, and it becomes the big story. The Russians didn't come up with it. We did. And it wasn't the Russians. It was a Bilderberg Group member. But I had already been covering the labs they're building everywhere. So it's not about credit, folks, but you need to know where the credit comes from so you know where it comes from. Like, on a stack of Bibles, what I told you is true. And you can go back a month ago and you can go read Kellen McBreen's articles 3 weeks ago, three-part series that ended like 2 weeks ago. And I mean, it's true. Yeah. But it's not like you got to go listen to the New York Post or listen to whoever. It's in the documents.
Correct.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry. And what was your other question? Will they be arrested? And the answer is no. No. He's got a laptop with him screwing at least 100 kids on video, some of them 8 years old. He's having sex. He's raping his own niece in these videos. So the answer is no. He's above the law.
Oh, I can't wait. I just would love to see these people pay the price for what they've done. But on to the next thing.
I would too. Doesn't that make you mad? Like, because listen, I won't look at it, but it's been looked at by journalists. It's been seen. I mean, I'm not going to look at child porn. And it's confirmed. It's him having sex with his niece. I mean, look at the photos of him. He's a freaking crackhead.
I got the videos and the photos of it. It is disgusting. It is absolutely
I refuse
appalling.
To look at it, but other trusted people have looked at it, and then I just, you know.
Just totally disgust you, for sure. And if you have children, if you have little girls, and you see that stuff, it really will wake you the heck up and make you realize this is way more serious than anybody ever even thought of, especially the transgender stuff that's going on in the schools. I have a 14-year-old. He sees it every day. You know, they allow little girls in the boys' bathroom, and they sit there and talk to the boys while they urinate.
Oh, it's all pervert palace attacking men and women's relationship to screw kids up when kids are experiencing and open, supposed to be learning about being friends and holding hands, and when they're 12, going to the movies for the first date. And instead it's, oh, you're 5. I'm going to teach you how to shove cucumbers in your butt. I mean, that's what goes on in Austin. And I'm sorry to listeners like, hey, Jones, we don't want to hear that. You think I want to say that? It's worse than what I just said. I mean, I can't even, I mean, here's the deal. They've actually defeated me in that I can't look at these videos or read this anymore. Like, it makes me so mad that I can't even, I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable. And we just turn our children over to these schools to do this. Jennifer?
It is. It's terrible. It's terrible. Oh, it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. I just can't even believe it.
It's like watching them torture the Russian soldiers. God bless you. I appreciate your call. And imagine if it's traumatic watching it, like the guy calling up the Russian mom and going, I killed your son. He's dead now. And it's all real. It's confirmed. The guy's an officer, everything. And the woman's like, mother's like, my son's dead. He goes, oh, you pathetic. The dogs are eating his body right now. Like, who acts like that? Where do they find these people? Because he thinks he's above the law. He thinks he can do anything he wants because the head of the military hospital went on TV last week and said, we cut their testicles off. And I saw that and thought it was war propaganda. And then there's the video of him doing it. And I get it. A man's not going to strip a dude and take his pants off and cut it off with a knife. So they follow orders and they shoot him in the groin. Yeah, there's the video. I mean, what's going on? These dudes look like brothers, by the way. It's unbelievable. All right, well, I mean, let's go to another caller. Karen in California. Karen, thank you so much for holding. Welcome.
Yes, hello?
Hi, thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for taking my phone call. So I'm calling about 10 proposed bills in the state of California. We're here on the front line of medical tyranny. These bills will probably all pass in the next 2 weeks because there's a Democratic supermajority, but we're trying to fight it. They're trying to make COVID-19 injections mandatory for school children, public and private. From preschool to 12, they're trying to classify anti-COVID medical opinions as unprofessional conduct subject to discipline by the medical boards. They're trying to lower.
Absolutely. If a doctor says, I gave a patient this or my patient got sick, they get in trouble. So it's not just censor Alex Jones now. It's censor doctors or nurses.
Correct. Well, subject them to discipline by the medical board in California.
Yeah.
Lowering the age of vaccine consent to 12 without parental control or knowledge. Authorizes the medical board to inspect a doctor's office and medical records without a patient's consent.
Violations of HIPAA, everything, yeah. A total, because the globalists are rapists. They want to rape you every way they can. Rape your rights, rape your privacy, rape your body, rape your DNA, rape your children, rape your God. Rape, 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 rape. That's what they like. They're rapists. And that's why they say sex between a man and a woman that's consensual is rape. The one sex that isn't rape is what they hate, is that consensual love and coming together. They say that's bad, while everything they do is about raping our freedom. They are the rapists. I'm sorry I'm ranting.
Oh, no, not at all. Another bill requires law enforcement to enforce the public health orders of the public health officials.
Oh, yeah, that's the one they passed in Oregon in places for martial law. Spend time on that because the crew is pulling up these links. Tell folks about that. That is so key.
Okay, yeah. If you go to Unity Project online and .com and then take action, you can see all of these 10 bad bills. So basically, it was introduced by Senator Pan. So requires all sheriffs to execute all lawful orders of a department in their counties. Existing laws, I don't know, it's kind of long, but it basically turns them into dictators, all the public health officials. And, you know, there's no time for public comment or anything. So
yeah, it's all the same globalist UN agenda. Get rid of medical due process. Let the police arrest you if someone claims you were coughing. Biomedical tyranny. Karen, thank you so much. So sad to see that beautiful state of California being destroyed like that. But the people are really waking up there. We'll be back in T-minus 4 minutes, and we're going directly to phone calls from Anthony, Revolution, Joseph.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Talk to Kara right now here on the Alex Jones Show, and man, she's a weirdo. Imagine her. She's a conspiracy theorist. She's asking questions. She says she thinks the Oscars with a bunch of actors is fake. I mean, is that not the craziest thing you ever heard? If a war's starting, they claim WMDs, or Jussie Smollett says two white guys dump bleach on him, put a rope around his neck at 2:30 in the morning at 20 below zero. Of course, that was fake, but still, how dare her not buy a bunch of actors doing something like this to dominate and get all this attention? Of course, it's fake. The whole thing's even badly done. Karen, give us your view on the Oscars last night and what you think was happening.
Hey, Alex. I was calling because, I mean, if somebody came up to a guy very aggressively and hit him, is he just going to stand there and take it and just do like a flat wow, like, wow, and then say that was the greatest moment?
But exactly. Get to your point. But people have now, what I saw in the video, they've now got HD of it. He literally makes eye contact, waits, knows it's coming, gets ready, braces for impact, turns the neck, leans in, weak throw, sissy smack. I mean, it absolutely was staged. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yes, it's a staged way to physically assault any politically incorrect comedian, to put them in their place and remind the viewers that what to do when someone says something offensive. You know, they're promoting violence.
Well, that's it. I mean, what they're doing is taking an event with like 5 million viewers down from 40 million 10 years ago and just doing this to like put the word Oscar out there. This is the death throes of Hollywood, what you're seeing. Them having to clown around and slap each other like the Three Stooges.
Okay, Alex, can you do something for me?
Yes.
Can you say, I'm a gorilla?
You like that?
Yeah.
I've had so many women come up to me on the street and like even friends and stuff and like, one of my mom's oldest friends, she loves Tim Pool, and she loved that, I'm a gorilla.
Yeah, I got yourselves. The shirt, yeah.
I'm a gorilla. Murder yourselves. You like that?
Yeah.
How about
I wear it in public, and people are like, what is that? I'm like, yeah, you know.
I'm a gorilla. Kara. All right, Kara. Thank you. Is that what you wanted? Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, what a sweetheart. All right, let's go to the next caller here. Who would be next? Who's been holding the longest? I spy Joseph in New York. Joseph, go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Joseph from Long Island, New York. First off, I just wanted to say that me and my friends, we love your stickers. We go around 9, we put them on stop signs, and I feel like, you know, the stop sign is the first place that people look, and especially they look at the sticker.
Oh, if you want to make a leftist take a piss in their pants, put an InfoWars sticker up.
Oh, well, I feel like they're gone in a week. It's the first sticker to get put down, to get taken down.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know if, like,
and the funnest part is to keep doing it. Because I go hiking a lot, So I take like some of my pocket and I stick them up. And when they take them down, I put super glue on them so they can't get them off. And then you'll see like one scratched off, took some libtard like 20 minutes to do it.
That's actually a really smart idea to put like Gorilla Glue on the back of it.
Yes, sir.
Never really thought about that. So to get to my second point, I just wanted
torturing to sensors is my specialty.
To get to my second point, I just wanted to bring up the upcoming 2022 midterm election, especially like New York's midterm election. I feel like, you know, recently at the Ranger game, probably like maybe a last week or a week and, or like a week and a half ago, Kathy Hochul dropped the puck or ceremonially dropped the puck, and she got booed by practically everyone, and she seemed mad, very uncomfortable. Do you think that New York is in play in the upcoming governor's race? And if so, under who?
Well, I don't think L.A. and New York and Austin are in play. I know there's election fraud in place. That's why once Democrat criminal machines take over, you never get out from under them. I mean, we've proven Travis County is Republican. We've proven it, but they just steal elections, brother. So, of course, New York's in play. You think New Yorkers want crime and collapse and garbage and rats running around? Do you really think they want what they've got? No, they don't. And so, no, there's massive election fraud, and until that gets fixed, I don't know what you're going to do.
You're completely right. Like, look at the most recent New Jersey governor's race. I mean, he was down in the polls probably like 20%, and that day he lost by 3. I mean, if you think about it, who are all those people that went on his side? Like, I mean, did the
well, that's it. You're right. The facade has fallen. Nobody likes the governor of New York. Nobody likes the mayor of New York. Everybody likes New Yorkers. I mean, it is, and they're just trying to bring in as many third world people as they can. Not that they're bad, but they don't know even how to speak English to control and scare them and manipulate them. But half the time they wake up and join us anyway. So it's all blowing up in their face. We're going to beat them as long as we know we're going to beat them. Thank you so much, brother. All right, let's take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to James in Indiana. James, welcome.
Hey, Alex. Just to let you know, DOJ is a 747 plane wreck. 747 errors and misconduct coming out on rigged federal cases being reported by Fox. It's against college standards to convict anyone when the system is rigged and can't be trusted. You guys need to look up whistleblower Whitehurst, how they were using the crime lab in the past.
Oh, I know Whitehurst. He's been on the show many times years ago, yeah. He saw them framing totally innocent people at the crime lab.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can also look up Tara Moorhead. She was bringing in witnesses and saying, hey, you need to go on there, lie to the courts.
Yeah, let's get Frederick Whitehurst back on. He hadn't been on in 10 years. I mean, I haven't gotten to this yet, and I should make a big deal about it and have it all out there. But they call up, and they go, we want you to come testify about January 6th and, you know, how it was all orchestrated or whatever, all made up. Or we're going to up the charges on Owen for no reason. I mean, it's like literally like Al Capone telling you he's going to break your legs. At a certain point, it's just like, whatever, just do it. I mean, it's insane that our government is this criminal.
Well, they're corrupt. Nothing they do can be trusted. I mean,
well, they don't even hide it. Like, they're calling major talk show hosts, threatening them. Like I'm some crack dealer like them.
Well, it's disgusting because they've been fixing and rigging text messages. Nobody checks for an ID. There's no chain of custody. That's why, you know, I'm not a fan of Hunter Biden, but there's no chain of custody and passwords are stored. So anything, email, anything like that, they've been caught rigging.
No, I mean, I get it. Like, they sent me child porn on record, and the news all ran that I had child porn. Oh, really? Well, I'm not arrested. They sent it to me. I never opened it. And they knew just what email when they sued me to ask for it to get it.
Yeah, it's disgusting. I want to go on to a last point here. It's about veterans real quick. Sometime this week it'll be coming out how the government is fueling the veteran suicide epidemic, and it's 50 times bigger than the Phoenix scandal. I've sent this stuff over to Majority Green. She's aware of what's going on, so if you ever want to talk to her about it. But it should be coming out this week.
It's huge, brother. Thank you so much, James. We're going to come back. We're doing a pretty good job today taking calls. We're going to talk to who's up next here. We're going to talk to Revolution. We're going to talk to Melissa, Mike, Jake, and others straight ahead. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539. A little less talk, a little more action. We're all about talk put into action, put into victory, put into renaissance.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, And InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical, is more popular than ever. It is reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure, pay for our own bandwidth, everything else, we are running out of money. So listen, up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts that help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now, the biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
That's right.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution, you're up next in New York, then Mike in New York and others on this live Monday, March 28th show that is here in defiance of everything the globalist censors and control freaks have done. And I give all that credit to the great audience and the affiliates and our crew in here. I salute you all. Let's go back to the calls here. Revolution in New York. Let us have it.
Hey, what's going on? First of all, before I start, I just want to ask, you talked about you saw a foot stomp, Will Smith stomp his foot before he slapped him or as he slapped him. I didn't see that, so I don't.
Well, let's just put the image up on screen. I mean, I certainly heard a foot stomp. Looked like he hit his feet, slapped it, like not from a high level, but like real, you know, like the wrestlers do. Are you saying you think that was real? Because I saw Chris Rock stick his face out, grimace like he knew it was about to happen. When that slap was really fast, that looks like he was getting ready for that slap.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I didn't see that. You get what I'm saying? Like, I didn't see him lean in, do anything like that. What I saw, What I saw was a couple of individuals who have never participated in anything like that at any point in their lives, except for when they were children. Meaning, you saw a punk walk up on stage and assault another punk. You get what I'm saying? Neither one of them has ever fought probably a day in their life. So what the world is seeing as something fake and staged, what I see is a couple of awkward men who've never participated in anything like that ever in their lives, except for when they were kids, and they basically just showed themselves to be fools. That's just what I saw, at least in terms of Will. Chris, from what I understand, he made a statement afterwards saying he didn't even write that joke. So that was something the Academy did, maybe to egg him on, maybe to egg Will Smith on so he could do something like that, because, you know, something going on with his wife.
But how would you imagine if you just made a G.I. Jane quote, which was a compliment overall? Well, why would that make him attack him? It's all just a bunch of weird, sick, crazy Hollywood scum trying to take over our lives. Look, you have Chris Rock grimacing his face before he's even slapped, before the slap's even close to his face. It's staged. You don't do that when somebody's about to slap you. Before even the hand goes up, you don't go, you don't stick your face out and go, getting ready.
See that? I don't believe he did that. I don't believe he did that at all. What I saw was someone looking at an aggressive man coming towards him, and then he just got assaulted, and he just wasn't prepared for that. That's just.
All right, well, it's the top story in the world. While world markets fall, while the dollar's devalued, while inflation explodes, while they're coming after our babies with experimental shots, Hollywood, yet again, is making us focus on them.
That's not my point. My point is this. There's nothing Hollywood could do that could make anybody watch that show. That show is garbage. No one's going to watch it. No one's watching it next year. No one wants to, you know, partake in that. My point is this. Will Smith is a fallen man. Will Smith is a man who has given himself up sexually to those elites in Hollywood all his career in order to get the role that he got. He also did the same thing for his children, specifically his son.
All right, I'm not going to go over some Will Smith thing. I appreciate your call. I don't know what Will Smith's done. I'll be honest with you. I'm not following what he's doing. I'm following my family and what's happening in the world. And that's what I'm telling you. The Hollywood thing is disgusting. I hate the whole damn thing. And here we are talking about them. I'm not bashing the caller. I just Will Smith and his family and Will Smith and his, you know. Will Smith giving himself up to men? I mean, what? All right, let's go ahead and take some calls here. Let's go ahead and go to who's up next here? Jake in Colorado. Jake, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, yo, Alex.
Yes, sir.
We got to ignore that celebrity stuff, man. We got to start calling out these puppet masters, you know?
No, I agree. I only brought it up because it shows how they do false flags in front of us.
I know. They're just trying to, you know, distract us with all that kind of garbage. But even the puppet masters, we got to start looking higher than that. The executive producers of the show. Those are the people we need to start looking at.
Who are the executive producers of the New World Order?
I mean, the people you don't see their faces. You know, we have Klaus Schwab and stuff. We know who those people are. But who are the people above those people? You know what I'm saying? The people we never see.
Well, if I know one thing about powerful rich people, they don't want to be known.
Exactly. And, you know, I've been in the music industry and making music my whole life. I'm a failed rapper, technically. But lately when I switched over my gimmick, I've been getting a lot more play on the patriotic rap and calling out the Great Reset. And that's what we got to start doing, is just don't even acknowledge these celebrity garbage.
Well, I agree. But, I mean, it's the top story, so you got to point out how it's a distraction and diversion. And, you know, as the top story. So what's your new handle as the anti-reset rapper?
Oh, I go by Freedom La Truth.
Freedom La Truth. Well, we'll check it out. Anything else?
Yeah, I wanted to plug 50%off.com. You haven't plugged it in a while. I just went over there and ordered a bunch of the silver products, the lotion, Brain Force Ultra, you know, a lot of stuff that you can't even get on InfoWars store over there at 50%off.com.
No, that's right, 50%off.com. You know, the reason I've worked with other folks, I don't run that site, I don't own that site, is they're trying to shut down InfoWarsStore.com. And so we're trying to diversify with other sites, other people, other groups to get it at a discount in case they try to shut down the main shopping cart, which they've been trying constantly. We have some backups. Yeah, 50%offhub.com is really great, and it helps keep us on the air. And we also have, ladies and gentlemen, the Tree of Liberty coin. The last coin sold out in about 10 days. I guess 9.5 days, to be technical. And so the new coin is the second in a three-part series. The new coin is the second in a three-part series and is exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. So we're very, very proud of the coin. And you can, again, find it at InfoWarsStore.com, or you can go to 1776coin.com. And it's following the same trend as last time, that it will end up selling out within 10 days, and that's good because it's the last coin. I've done the math, I've done the numbers, and it's the last coin that is even letting us make payroll, pay for the bandwidth, which, again, is great. I'm not complaining, but we serve out, on average, 7 million videos a day at Bandai Video. And we serve out more than 5 million audio and video streams every day at Infowars.com/show. And that's cost money. And we have our own infrastructure, our own servers, our own everything. When you're on YouTube or you're on Instagram, man, it's easy. You just upload there, it's there. They pay for it all. We are a standalone system. In fact, Trump can't even basically launch a social network or anything. I wish he could. We would love to work with Trump or anybody else. We've got a network infrastructure. We've got it all set up. Hell, Joe Rogan's been here many times. It's like, man, if they ever kick me on Spotify, I could just use all this. I mean, that's what we're talking about, is we built this knowing the censorship was coming, knowing we had to have our own infrastructure. And then 3 or 4 years after I got the infrastructure built, they hit us and shut us down. And now we've upgraded it, and it's just an ongoing war, and God just keeps me on empty. God just keeps me right there with just enough to keep things going. I guess it just showed me how real all this is. But I want to thank you all for the money we have, because without you, we wouldn't be here. So, InfoWarsStore.com or 1776coin.com, just 1776coin.com, just the numbers, then coin.com, 1776coin.com. And this will sell out, so please keep us on air. Get a piece of history. These coins are selling 2-3 times on eBay and stuff, what people buy them for. There is a markup. That's the funder operation. And they will sell out. It's following the exact same trend of last time. So thank God, because it'll be the funds of this that help us stay on air. Because, as I said, I sold my house. And I bought it as an investment. Family's like, wow, you never really buy big houses. I'm like, well, this is an investment for money later. And then it doubled in price 3 years. I sold it, and now I'm dumping that into the operation. I'm all in right now with what's happening, because history is unfolding. We've all got to be all in right now. I want to thank you all for your support. We'll be back in 2 minutes with your calls. Then Gerald Celente is coming up.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, not offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Let's go to New York City or New York State. I'm not sure. It says New York. Mike, welcome. You want to talk about Ukraine and Russia and the videos of shootings and torture. What do you think about that?
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking the call. Really appreciate it. So wanted to get your take on this. So we've seen these videos over the last couple of days of these maniacs shooting these Russian soldiers and committing the war crimes. And we've also seen some videos, I don't know if it was on your show or on one of the others, where we have these young kids in these, like, neo-Nazi brigades, Sieg Heiling and all that other stuff. And so I'm piecing these two things together in a sense where these soldiers from Ukraine, military-age men, are probably, what, 18 to 20 years old. And when all this crazy stuff happened in Ukraine about 8 years ago, these were young kids, probably around 10, 12 years old, 13, 14 years old. Just imagine, just trying to say, look at it from both sides and say, these kids are products of the New World Order propaganda, mind control. Imagine the stuff that they've been feeding these kids, teaching them Russians are bad and these people, the horrible people. Meanwhile, like you've said, these are basically like their cousins. These are their neighbors. And I can only imagine on both sides probably happening, you know, both ways, similar to what's happened to, you know, the young Arab kids in the Middle East where they're taught to hate America from a very young age. And they're just grown up in this propaganda mind control system where you know, now they've got their hands on a Russian and they think they're doing the best thing in the world by blowing these young guys' genitals off and then calling their mothers and bragging about it. I mean, it's not where did they find these people. They created them. These people have been literally created by this propaganda and mind control and all of this crazy, crazy stuff that's been going on to them probably since they're young kids. I wanted to see what you thought about that.
You need a radio talk show, brother. You said it better than I could. No, they are products of George Soros and the New World Order using fissures from World War II and Nazi ideology to start a war with Russia, and now Putin's taking the bait, and God knows what's going to happen. What do you think should have come out of this? You sound pretty smart.
I just think it's a horrible situation on both sides. I don't think anything good is coming out of it. I think, like we've heard on the reporting of food shortages and possibly escalations to other conflicts, either there or in the surrounding regions. And I hope that we don't get dragged into it. But with the puppet Biden, you know, walking around making all kinds of crazy, crazy claims every time somebody puts a microphone in front of his face, who knows what we're heading for? And like you say, they got these submarines sitting off the coast. I'm here in New York City, and like you said, in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, they could just vaporize a whole city. Yeah, so what? We have 6,000 nukes, and they have 5,000 nukes. All it takes is one or two, you know?
It's total insanity. It's total, and like, Biden's just bumbling around, bumbling Biden. It's very frightening.
I'd love to see someone, maybe this Pete Ducey kid from Fox or somebody that has a pair, you know, ask him in one of these briefings and say, you know, Biden, who's actually running things? Because every time you make a statement, immediately within hours, someone from your administration makes a statement contradicting exactly what you said. So who's in charge? Are you in charge or is your administration in charge? Who's running the show here? Because we are the ones dealing with the fallout from every one of these bad decisions and bad posturing.
Well, that's it. And that's what's crazy is even if they put him in as a puppet, he's an out-of-control puppet. It's so dangerous. Mike, amazing information. Thank you so much for calling. That's why I love taking calls. What a great caller. Let's go to another awesome caller. Let's go to Melissa in San Diego, California. Go ahead, Melissa.
Hey, Alex. How are you? I've been a long-time listener, first-time caller. I agree with you on everything as far as when it comes to COVID. Let's hold all these people accountable, Fauci, the administration, the media, and so on. But there's one group that I think we keep forgetting about, and that's the union. The unions absolutely sold out their membership in order to be complicit with this entire charade, with the entire vaccine rollout.
I agree with you. Where are they standing up for their members that you've got to take an experimental shot? That's ridiculous. That's the first thing unions should be doing.
Correct. The largest federal employees union in the nation told their membership the president has an absolute right to force an experimental vaccine on you. We have no legal ground to fight it.
Well, that's why the globalists first took over the unions in the 50s and 60s. Is a union can be good or bad. It's just people. But they definitely feared the power of the people and their collective bargaining rights, and they've totally shut it down.
Correct. They've gotten so far away from actually doing what's right for the membership, the employees, the people who are actually working. And they're absolutely beholden to the Democrat Party and this whole New World Order.
Which has offshored all their jobs. I mean, the unions oversee the destruction of their employees now, but they'll give them a little piece of meat up front. Like, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to bankrupt you, but here's a cigarette.
Correct. And it's just amazing to me that people aren't awake to that fact. But my main point is we have to hold the unions accountable just like we're holding everybody else accountable. At the end of the day, they played a vital role in getting employees to roll over and take that shot. They coerced their membership to take that shot along with everybody else.
Beautifully said. Anything else, Melissa?
Yeah, just real quick. I know you just a few minutes ago you were stating God keeps you on empty to keep you going, and I just wanted to reaffirm that for you. Yeah, absolutely, he does. And at the end of the day, God just wants you and everyone else to know that it was him who provided, it was him who moved his hand that allowed us to continue to persevere. But I do pray for you. I pray for your family that God continues to give you the strength and the fortitude to continue to fight the enemy.
Well, I read the widow's mite story, and then I live that every day. It's like, why is it exactly what we need? That's God letting you know, isn't it?
It is, and it's to keep us craving more and to keep us wanting to seek him more so that he can give us exactly what we need. God will always come through, even if it's on the 11th hour, you know, the last minute, the last second. And I do believe God, all of these things that are happening in the world today, from the vaccines to the war and all these things, God can change it in a heartbeat. And I believe he will. But when he does do it, it's going to be so the entire world will know he did it. It wasn't a politician. It wasn't a media group or anyone else. It was him who changed it. And he will hold all of these people accountable.
I agree with you. Your words bring tears to my eyes, Melissa. Thank you. I've seen the power of God. I've seen the mysteries. I've seen it all stacked up. I've seen it up one side and down the other. It's amazing. All right, let's jam in a few more here. Let's talk to Presley in North Carolina, then William in Florida. Go ahead, Presley.
Yes, I just wanted to call in and just let out an idea to everybody that I'm personally going to do myself as soon as I get my worthless refund. I'm going to personally donate all of it to InfoWars to help y'all out, because if we don't do anything to stop this, that money is going to be worth toilet paper.
Well, brother, I appreciate you, but what makes me mad is folks of meager means that are hardworking Americans are giving everything, and there's all these rich people I know that won't do anything. They just sit on the sidelines while everything falls apart. So I just call on upper middle class wealthy people to start donating or do their own damn show. But whatever they do, they need to put some skin in the game right now.
Exactly. Put up or shut up. When can we expect COVID Land 3, man?
As soon as they get it done and we're voicing it and getting it out, we'll get it out. And then folks put a lot of money into it, big production. It hasn't made its money back. We just did the promotion and some of the advertising, but we've almost lost money on it. The makers of it have lost money, but it's a very important two-part series. The rest of the series are coming out. What matters is that millions have watched it online for free.
God bless you, and keep up the good work, man. We're all in this together.
Yes, sir. No, that's what we do. You know, most of our projects, we do a lot of stuff, and we just try to pick the right things to fight the enemy, and then we try to get the funds. And used to, I could fund all sorts of journalists, all sorts of films, and we were doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes. We're now imploded down to InfoWars. We still have a great effect here, but it's just every day is precious because the enemy is coming after us big time. We're going to start the next hour. I'm going to let Gerald take over at 6 after. I'm not going to cut it his time. I didn't hit the crime wave news, and I didn't hit the economy news, and I didn't hit the BlackRock bragging about world government news. But I'm going to set those stacks aside. And tomorrow there'll be even more stuff I can add to it. And I'm going to start the show with the collapse of the economy by design, how to stop it, BlackRock, Bill Gates, and all the rest of it. So that's coming up. But, yeah, you know, I'm always trying to figure out, what do I sell to listeners that's good, that makes their life better, that they like, that's reasonably priced to keep us on the air? And then I'm like, man, I don't want to get up here and ask for stuff. I don't want to get up here and sell products. But if I don't, we'll be off the air. So it's a very simple equation, and I know my job is just to do this as hard as I can to the end, and then God will pick up the slack. But we've reached our most important work in our history in 28 years, and people are really listening now, and very important people are listening. Common people are important. Very powerful people are important. They're listening, and we've hit what we were made for. We've come into our prime. We're here. This is everything we did was pointing towards this moment. So your word of mouth, your prayers, you're visiting InfoWarsStore.com or 1776coin.com. That is what funds the revolution against tyranny. That's what overrides the evil.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.